Great. That's great. You're improving so fast. What do you mean, no? No, I think you are. You've been doing really well, and you seem to grasp all the exercises we've been doing. I want to ask you something. And I want you to be honest with me, okay? Do you even need a math tutor? Yeah, I see you looking down. You don't, do you? You've known how to do this all this whole time. Then why waste all this time pretending that you need help with math? Why go through all of this? Oh, you wanted to spend time together. Well, you could have just asked, you know. It's not easy to get to know. You know what? I have a lot of pressure on me. A lot of stress to do well. That's what happens when you don't pretend to be bad at math and you get good grades. You end up tutoring students after class. You know what else? I get extra credit for tutoring, and it looks really good on college applications. And honestly, I'm a little annoyed that you decided to pull this little stunt. There are other people, other students who could use my help, but I agreed to help you instead. Why? Why is that? Well, I guess I... Yes, I find you attractive, okay? See, you didn't even need tutoring for me to tell you that. You could have just asked. Listen, we have a little more time before our session is over. Do you want me to just quiz you on these problems? I hate for this whole hour to be a waste. What do you mean we can do other things? Yes, I know I said I was attracted to you, but... Wait, what are you doing? Please put your shirt back on. Someone could walk by the room and see you right now. They could see us. You could get me in a lot of trouble. And that would definitely go on my permanent record. And yours. Oh God, you're coming closer. And your hands are on my chest now. That does feel good. We really shouldn't do this. I don't know how long I've wanted this. Yes, I've watched you walk around for months. And then you asked me for tutoring help, and I couldn't believe it. I never would have imagined you wanted me to. Someone really could come in and catch us. We should stop. Oh God, now your hand is down my pants. Please, we have to stop. What do you mean you want me to come? Shh, no. God, that feels so good. What did I want to do to you when I saw you? Well, don't be shy. Okay. Every time you passed by me, I couldn't help but think about ripping your clothes off and throwing you against the lockers. I thought about what I would do to you while everyone watched. I thought about your mouth open as you took my cock into your mouth and got me nice and sloppy, moaning around me. Then I thought about fucking you in the hallway so everyone could see what a slut you are. Yes, I did. And judging by that look on your face now while you have your hand there on my cock, I think you'd like that. You're just as dirty as I thought you'd be. You're a bad girl, aren't you? Aren't you? Tell me. Tell me you want me to fuck you. If you keep that up, you're definitely gonna make me come. Good. Okay then. Oh, you didn't think your math tutor had such dirty thoughts? I have plenty. You'd come to our sessions in those tight clothes and thought you'd distract me, didn't you? I've been on to you. I've been on to you for a while. I knew this is what you wanted. I knew if I didn't give you the attention you were craving, you'd be forced to do something drastic. Forced to do something like this. You like that? Yeah, sweetheart, I know. I knew the whole time. Fuck, I'm close. Where do you want me to come? In your pussy? No. We don't have time for that today. Where else do you want it? On your tits? Okay. Kneel like a good girl and get ready. Ready for it? Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck, I'm gonna come all over your chest. See, I knew you'd look good covered in my cum. Yes, I did. I want you to button that shirt up and wear that for the rest of the day. Do you hear me? That's your punishment. That's what you get for lying to me. Yes, the first punishment. You'll have to wait until your next session to see what I have in store for you, you bad girl.